Good evening tonight. As I promised, I told you I'd start a 7-part series on the doctrine of creation. Subtitle, The Answers Are in Genesis. Tonight will be kind of an overview or introduction, and we're going to get more in depth. This is going to be a deep study. I invite you to come. I invite you to take notes. I invite you to maybe get copies of the CDs to give to your children, your grandchildren, and invite other classmates to come here and be with us tonight. Tonight we're going to begin looking at Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. What would you say to someone who told you the following? Maybe in your conversations as you go about, someone says, I believe in evolution, not creation. What would you say? I believe God used evolution to create. What about this? I believe the earth is millions or billions of years old. What would you be able to say to them? I believe dinosaurs existed before man and became extinct. And as we'll study, see in our lesson, that dinosaurs were created on day 6 with man. They did not exist before man. I believe man evolved from a monkey. What would you say to that? My question is, why are there still monkeys? What about this? Number 6, I believe fossils are millions of years old. Number 7, what about this? I believe the days in Genesis 1, chapter 1, speak of thousands of years or maybe millions of years and not 24-hour days. Well, tonight I wanted to present to you 5 questions in this overview. Just in a introductory sermon. Question number 1. What does in the beginning mean? Does that mean before God? Or does that mean before creation? In Genesis 1:1, we see the debate settled between creation and evolution. And that the theory of evolution is a lie. It is just a theory. It is a lie. It was attacked by Satan on the authenticity and accuracy of God's word right off the bat in Genesis 1:1. There was nothing before creation but the eternal God. In the beginning, then, refers to the beginning of the creation of the world. Now, I'm a young earth creationist, and me and others fixed the time of creation around 4004 B.C., no further than 10,000 B.C. And evolutionists believe millions of years, even up to the point of 4.5 billion years. Well, God simply states his creation as fact, without any defense. God does not explain his existence. He doesn't need to. Neither does he explain his creating work, and exactly He just explains his creating work. He doesn't defend it. It just states it. In the beginning, God. Now, I will not present the theory of evolution, or I'll touch on it some. And I'm not going to present a study in the contrast between creation and evolution side by side, because evolution needs no leeway here of giving them credence. But simply present creation as God presents it. Here in this text, we have God's eyewitness account to Moses and Moses to us. Moses wrote the Pentateuch. And here, God gave it to him under divine revelation. It was recorded. He wrote it. And now we have it in Genesis 1, chapter 1 there. So Genesis chapter 1 teaches us that God created the entire universe and then formed and filled it all in 6 24-hour days. And we'll look at more about why we believe that as we go further in our study. Someone said, God created heaven for those who believe, verse 1, and hell for those that don't. I like that, because if you don't believe Genesis 1:1, how can you believe John 3:16? How can you trust the doctrine of salvation if you can't trust the doctrine of creation? So it basically comes down to believing one of two beliefs. Either one believes in eternal matter or eternal God. Either one believes in creation or he doesn't. Let me share some verses with you that kind of speak about creation. Psalms 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalms 148, verse 5, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded it, and they were created. John 1, 3, all things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. We know this is one of the great Christology passages in the Bible, speaking of Christ. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. He made this world out of nothing. He spoke it into existence, and it's by faith that we understand. You know, I had no problem believing in creation once I got saved, because it's in the Bible. So the question is, what does in the beginning mean? Secondly, second question we want to look at is, how did God create? We certainly didn't use evolution. We already looked at it. God spoke it into existence. But the word created there in chapter 1, verse 1, is the Hebrew word bara, B-A-R-A. It means to create out of nothing. Eternal God created matter out of nothing. Nothing existed before God spoke it into existence. And follow with me in Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3, and God said, verse 6, and God said, let it be, let there be light, whatever, let it be. Verse 11, God said, verse 14, God said, verse 20, God said, verse 24, God said, verse 26, God said. I think it's quite apparent here that God created, he spoke it into existence. Now, there's a Latin word called ex nihilo, which means God willed it and then spoke it into existence out of nothing. God said, or let there be. There was nothing, no matter, before God created matter. There was nothing before God, before the beginning, and he used nothing to create. And again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Third question we're going to look at tonight in our overview. How old is the earth? Well, we are young earth creationists and believe the earth is 6,000 years old. Certainly not no later than 10,000 years old. And we can add these years up in the book of Genesis, because the answers are in Genesis. Now, get your pen, get your paper, be ready to write. From creation to man is 6 days. Okay? You begin in verse 1, to the creation of man, on the sixth day, you have 6 days. Genesis chapter 5, from Adam to the flood is 1,656 years. From Genesis 11, from the flood to Abraham is 250 years. In Genesis 12, from Abraham to the Babylonian captivity and return is 1,500 years. And then counting the 400 years intertestamental period between the Old and the New Testament is 400 years. And from the New Testament to now is 2,017 years. So creation around 4004 B.C., Earth is 6,000 years old, a young Earth creation. Let me illustrate this. You've heard the story about the moon dust. Scientists thought when Neil Armstrong jumped off the moon, he would be swallowed in moon dust because, according to their figures and calculations of the age of the Earth, they thought that he would just be totally engulfed down into the moon in deep moon dust. But if you remember, he barely kicked up dust, supporting a young Earth, if you go by their own calculations. Question number four. Where did fossils come from? Well, fossils are bones of dead animals that were embedded or captured in sediment rocks at the flood and give appearance of millions of years old. When God created the world, the universe, he gave it maturity right away. Everything was full grown and looked like it had been here billions of years, although it was young Earth creation. You cannot have anything living before Adam and Eve because you can't have death before sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, that brought about death. There was no death before the fall of man in Genesis 3. All the animals got on the ark, two by two, and all the rest of them died. And when the flood came, covered the whole earth, and this is why you see fossils in Georgia, fossils here, fossils there, because the flood covered the whole earth. And all of this occurred at the traumatic event, cataclysmic event of the flood. For instance, Mount St. Helens disproves evolution. And you know the story, you know the history. And this great volcano, overnight, it didn't take millions of years, but overnight, rapid sediment layers and fossil beds were formed overnight, not in billions of years. Because why? Because you cannot have death before the fall of man in Genesis 3. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:12, through one man's sin, death entered. It is through the Adam's sin that death came about upon all of us. Secondly, God created a fully mature earth with appearance of age. Thirdly, dinosaurs were created on day six with man and not in a pre-Adamic race. There are a lot of people who believe in evolution, believe that there was a pre-Adamic race before Adam. God created, it wasn't perfect, Satan fell in this period, and so God had to destroy what he had created. And between verses 1 and 2, they have what is called the gap theory. Millions and billions of years. And then God started his creation again. But there's something we need to know right here. Between verse 1 and verse 5, there are not millions of years after God created the heavens and the earth, and then millions of billions of years before God began his created work on day 1. Because verses 1 through 5 is all day 1. There were not millions of years between verse 1 and verse 2. Neither were there millions of years between verse 2 and verse 3. It was all in day 1. Then we're going to ask number 5. What about geological ages? Well, the Henry Morris Study Bible, which I have one, and some of you may have one. And in fact, the Morrises, the grandfather, father, and the son, all wrote the devotional that we get every 3 months, and we put out there for your reading and your edification and your encouragement. It's from the Creation Institute. He says this in the Study Bible. What about geological ages? To accommodate supposed geological ages, certain theologians come up with the gap theory, in which they propose a period of millions and billions of years between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. In here you have the fall of Satan, many believe, a cataclysmic judgment on the earth, and God started all over again on his creation. But I want to ask you something today. I want you to look in your Bibles between, look in the white space between verse 1 and verse 2. What do you see? Do you see any of this between verse 1 and verse 2? And remember, when the Bible's silent, we need to be silent. We can't add to or take away from the Scriptures. What you see is white on your pages of your Bible. There was none of this stuff happening between verse 1 and verse 2. Now, evolutionists have never seen anything evolve, so they had to stretch out the time to accommodate this theory they have about nothing plus chance plus time equals something. So they put it at 4.5 billion years. The answer is all in Noah's flood. That provided the sedimentary rocks, the fossil beds, 40 days, 40 nights of rain, and confirmed a recent creation and young earth. The water was upon the whole earth, and that's why fossils are found where we have land now. So that's kind of an overview. I just wanted to share that with you. Now next week we're going to look at this question. What was God doing before the beginning of creation? And we're going to look at what happened before in the beginning. And we're going to see what the Holy Trinity was up to as we draw from other scriptures in the Bible and as we talk about what was God doing before the beginning.